This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Public school enrollment increased slightly in Colorado this past school year, but still 30,000 students never made it back to class after the pandemic. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
About 81 out of Colorado's 178 school districts saw growth. The majority of districts lost between 25 to 100 students. Five school districts lost 500 or more students. Many urban districts, including Denver and Jefferson County, have lost thousands of students. Declining birth rates coupled with COVID-19 disruptions are the main reasons enrollment is dropping. That means some districts are considering closing schools and laying off staff. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Workers at Colorado's public universities will have to wait another year until they can once again lobby for expanded collective bargaining rights. A bill passed this year excluded higher education workers from being able to unionize. Alex Wolfrute is an adjunct lecturer at CU and member of United Campus Workers. He says even without a recognized union, they hope to continue putting pressure on the CU system to raise wages and improve working conditions.
We want to add that tool to our toolbox, but we've done other things and we'll continue to organize and mobilize regardless of the legal landscape.
The CU system says it would oppose any collective bargaining bill if it doesn't include increased funds for higher education. Denver-based Alterra, the resort company behind the Icon Ski Pass, is getting a new CEO. Current Alterra president Jared Smith will take over the CEO role on August 1st. He replaces Rusty Gregory, who had led the company since 2018. This is CPR News and KRCC.